many people think that many people didn't think very much about this, or it just happened, and then 5 years later, suddenly it's about to, there's a gentleman starts your cars, and people are saying, wait a minute. I got an interesting email from a guy, and I passed it on to Jason Miller, our managing editor, because he said, look, he said, you got to listen to somebody besides Congressman Jim Moran. He said, you know, you and others are writing that there's no public transportation here. He says it's not particularly good, but there is, in fact, quite a bit of public transportation. And he lists the routes and the bus numbers and whatnot. And it's interesting. It's not glamorous like Metro, you know, and it's not auto things, but these are bus routes. And I think he listed 8 or 10 of them, and it's worth noting that there is something out there. Not going to be people having to, you know, to walk many, many miles in traffic jams. But that said, we've all heard so many complaints about it. And I know one person who said he would retire before this went into effect. So I guess he's got his papers in.
Yeah.
And I know another person who is a consultant to the government, and he said he lives in that area, and he won't take any more jobs downtown because it'll mean going through that, what he thinks is going to be a traffic nightmare. So it's an emotional thing as well. You know, you and I do not live in Virginia, so we're not there.
Right.
I go to Alexandria quite a bit, but Alexandria is not Fort Belvoir in that area.
How much of it do you think is emotional, and how much of it is genuine concern over the fact that this could be a big cluster?
You know, that's a great question, because we all get in our little
rut. We get riled up really easily.
Right, and I remember once at the Washington Post there was talk about moving us to the suburbs, and everybody who grumbled about the traffic and parking downtown was suddenly up in arms about, I'm not going to move to Lanham, Maryland or something.
Yeah.
And you may remember a few years back here at this radio station, there was some talk of moving us further uptown, and I found myself not liking it, and I didn't know anything about it. So I think it's a mixture of people who can really see this. Maybe they're on the ground, and they feel the impact, and they know what it's like now, and others who just oppose change.
Talking to a guy over the weekend who used to work for the Department of Defense, and telling him about this series, and he said, I bet you talk about the Mark Center at some point. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, probably we'll wait till Monday that one. But he said, the thing that people are missing is part of the point of having these very high level personnel at this building is it's not easily accessible by car, so that somebody can't drive a bomb up to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess there's that. I hadn't thought about it. I was thinking of congestion. But anytime you consolidate that much brain power and equipment and information into one place, you can have you do have major security concerns.
Makes for a very interesting target. If somebody wanted to take out a whole bunch of really smart people all at once.
It does, yeah. And the Washington area is target rich in that respect.
But
I know I was out at the National Security Agency, probably 10 years ago now, because General Hayden was in charge of it. And we were sitting in his office looking out, and it was quite close. His part of the building was quite close to the road. I forget which one it is. They were up in Fort Meade, and he was saying they were going to move some stuff back because they were thinking about handheld rockets and the like. And this was before 9/11.
Yeah. Talk about the impact of having Fort Meade's the other place where we're seeing Cyber Command is there now. I haven't been up there for probably a year and a half or 2 years, but I was struck by how readily accessible. I mean, so you can't just drive up and get on the base, but it also isn't very far from where the general public can circulate to where the really important stuff goes on there.
That's right, and there are a lot of areas. When you think about the roads, they're very well patrolled, and the MPs guard them, and that's First Army and all that. But you're right, you can go through the woods on foot. There are a lot of places it's not fenced, at least I don't think so. And so it's a sprawling place. I painted many a fence there and picked up many a cigarette, but at Fort Meade in my time.
Uh-huh.
And I was there about a year ago, and you forget how sprawling it is.
Yeah. Your assignment, by the way, for the rest of our series on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, which is called BRAC Impact, a Federal News Radio and WTOP in-depth series, is to go up there and see if you actually can get in on foot, through any of those wooded areas, and, or and if there are fences or any other kind of booby traps or anything like
that. I'm glad we've announced it, too.
Yeah. So,
just kidding, folks.